been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Well, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, March 3rd goes to Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves. Respectfully or disrespectfully, I don't know how people take these things, but I don't care. Because my true concern at the end of the day is always about the people. I mean, someone has to care about the people, okay? Because it's fair to say that most government officials don't see Greg Abbott, and Tate Reeves. Government officials like Greg Abbott and Tate Reeves don't care, because they announced yesterday that they are rescinding the statewide and countywide mask mandates, and they are allowing businesses to reopen at 100% capacity, okay? Now, these announcements came shortly after CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky warned state officials against lifting restrictions too quickly. But let's give this more context. Let's go to CNBC News with Shepard Smith for the report, please.
The mad rush to reopen is on. States are lifting restrictions, some dramatically, some completely, even as health experts warn, do not do that. Today, the governor of Texas announced his state will get back to normal next week. The governor of the second most populated state in the nation admits that COVID has not suddenly disappeared. But he says as more Texans get vaccinated, the state is ready to reopen. Then there's the governor of Mississippi rolling back restrictions there as well. Starting tomorrow, Tate Reeves says the state of Mississippi will lift all county mask mandates and allow businesses to open at full capacity. He says the move comes as hospitalizations statewide have plummeted and cases have dramatically declined.
Public health officials have been warning the country could be headed for a fourth wave of COVID if precautions are lifted too soon.
When did the first one end? You can't just get back to normal when things aren't normal. What is normal exactly? Would you like to hear what Governor Greg Abbott had? Greg Abbott had to say. Let's listen.
Too many Texans have been sidelined from employment opportunities. Too many small business owners have struggled to pay their bills. This must end. Effective next Wednesday, all businesses of any type are allowed to open 100%. Also, I am ending the statewide mask mandate. Now, despite these changes, remember this. Removing state mandates does not end personal responsibility.
You see how you kept referencing businesses? Forget people dying and being sick. It's about the business, okay? Remember that, the business. Now let's listen to Governor Tate Reeves of Mississippi. What do you have to say?
This new order removes all of our county mask mandates and allows businesses to operate at full capacity without state-imposed rules or restrictions.
Business, business, business. What surprises y'all about this? I'm just curious. I mean, I'm giving them Donkey of the Day because Donkey of the Day is all about giving people the credit they deserve for being stupid. But y'all can't be surprised, right? I mean, I'm not surprised. We live in a country that cares about profits more than people. Let's be clear. This is all about the economies of these states. Nothing more, nothing less. And America has consistently shown us since the beginning of time that cash rules everything around America. Okay? Which is nuts to me because it should be consumers rule everything around America because that cash doesn't spend itself. If everybody is sick and dead, how are you going to get their dead presidents? How you gonna get their dead presidents if everybody did? Now, Governor Abbott spoke on cases going down in Texas. Let's listen.
The number of active COVID cases is the lowest since November and is less than half of what it was just a month ago. Mm. Also, today is the lowest positivity rate we've had in 4 months. We have been under 10% positivity rate for days now. Today, we're now under 9% positivity rate in the state of Texas. But make no mistake, COVID has not, like, suddenly disappeared.
I guess I'm the stupid one. Mm-hmm. Like I tell y'all all the time, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, nor am I the strongest Avenger. But if active COVID cases are going down, if the positivity rates of COVID are low, why stop doing the things that got us there now? If I'm attempting to get in shape and I start going to the gym, if I start dieting, after a few months of doing that, I'm not going to stop working out and eating right. when I start to see results. Okay, the results let me know I'm on the right path, so I'm going to keep going until I reach my ultimate goal. But hey, that's just me. I won't resort back to eating terribly and not working out because I lost 5 or 10 pounds, especially if my goal is, say, 40. Now, I mentioned Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the CDC, earlier. Let's listen to what she had to say.
The latest CDC data continue to suggest that recent declines in cases have leveled off at a very high number. The most recent 7-day average of cases represents an increase of a little over 2% compared to the prior 7 days. Similarly, the most recent 7-day average of deaths has also increased more than 2% from the previous 7 days. At this level of cases with variants spreading, we stand to completely lose the hard-earned ground we have gained. Now is not the time to relax the critical safeguards that we know can stop the spread of COVID-19 in our communities.
See, Rochelle cares about people. Okay, she cares about folks actually getting sick, folks dying. I heard nothing about business in what she said. Okay, everything she just said is about wanting to keep people healthy. I've been telling y'all this since the beginning of the pandemic. It is so much information out there. I don't know what's true. I don't know what's not true. I just know with my eyes and ears, okay, the things that I have seen and heard, the things that I've seen working, are wearing a mask, social distancing, washing your hands. That's what I've been doing for the past year, and it's worked for me. Okay, so why stop now? All right, self-preservation, people, a basic human instinct. This country, America, will never put the people first, okay? They need to change it from we the people to we the people. All right, it should be freedom, liberty, and justice for all y'all with money. The rest of y'all, figure it out amongst yourselves, okay? America is not a country, it's a business. Jackie Coogan, movie Killing Them Softly. That's why so many of us American citizens sound like disgruntled employees complaining about the lack of vision of our bosses. But here's the thing. It's not a lack of vision they have. They are purposely choosing not to see us because they are too busy seeing the paper. All right? The business of America is not the people. The business of America is business. Period. Let's hope that one day, you know, the words of Peter Marshall come true. All right. Peter Marshall said, may we think of freedom not as the right to do as we please, but as the opportunity to do what's right. What these governors are doing may make you feel good, OK, because you are getting to do what you please. But when people's lives are at risk, it's simply not right. Please let Kathy Griffin give Governor Abbott of Texas and Governor Reeves of Mississippi the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mail the biggest hee-haw.
All right. All right. Thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I guess this would be a bad time to let everybody know I'll be in Atlanta this weekend.
Ugh.
DJ.
Why? Tell them why you're going to Atlanta. It's not because you enjoy playing music for the people and you like to enjoy seeing people dancing.
I do. I love it, man. Seeing people dancing.
How much
it's
you charging?
Therapy. It's therapy.
How much
for a
you
lot
charging?
Of, it's therapy.
How
for
much
a lot
you charging?
People, you know,
how much
about
you charging?
You know, sometimes.
How much you're charging?
Don't your therapist just say sometimes
how
you just need to get grounded?
How much are you charging?
So for some people in Atlanta, they need to get grounded.
So you're going to be in the club barefoot? Is it party outside? You're going to be walking through the grass, getting centered like I do? That's
yes.
What you're going to do?
And we're
going to
be hugging trees.
You're
going to
find
Atlanta.
You a baller, Envy?
And we're going to be hugging wood all the weekend long.
How much you charging?
Who's the word you hugging?
How much you charging?
So shout out to my family at BQE. Shout out to my family at Sweet,
I
at
bet you ain't
Slush,
giving, I bet
Monticello.
You ain't giving no discounts to that family.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's going to be a lot of people hugging wood out there in Atlanta.
Everything's not about money, Ye and Charlemagne.
Oh, really?
He's donating.
I didn't say anything about money.
So you're doing all your parties free in Atlanta All-Star Weekend?
That's nice.
Huh?
You
donating all the money to charity?
Huh?
Huh? Yeah, exactly.
You, huh?
As
DJ
I
MV,
said,
right, if you want that
America's
donation.
Not a country. It's a business. Okay.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.